This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. Today we visit with the beloved character, Babar. In an original Laurent de Bruinhoff book, Babar on Paradise Island, published by Abrams Books for Young Readers, New York. And my friend Charlie is going to read it to you.
This is Babar on Paradise Island. Babar and Celeste, with their family and their friend, the old lady, left the Celesteville Marina for a day on the water. After several hours, a sudden and terrible storm carried them far from Celesteville and pushed their boat onto a reef. They were shipwrecked. Fortunately, they were close to land, and when the storm ended, they were able to walk ashore. Flora's husband, Corey, carried the old lady. Flora held tight to their son, Franklin. Alexander, Palm, and Isabel saved what they could from the boat. They were on an island covered with vines, bushes, and palm trees that seemed uninhabited. They did not know what to do except keep up their spirits and watch for rescuers. One day, walking far from the coast, Babar came face to face with a creature that looked like a dragon. He feared it would breathe fire. But when the dragon opened its mouth, it was merely to say,
"Visitors, that's great."
The island seemed more kindly now that Babar and his family had a friend. The dragon was a good host. He helped them get coconuts down from the palms. He showed them where lime trees grew and taught them how to build a shelter. Thanks to him, they had a shower and a pool to swim and bathe in. Some of them even got to take rides on the dragon's back. He was surprisingly comfortable. Days went by, and more creatures who lived on the island introduced themselves. The elephants had no trouble finding food and water. At night, they built a fire, sang songs, and told stories. Encouraged by the dragon, they cheered up a lot. With eggs, lime juice, and condensed milk saved from the boat, the old lady made them a key lime pie. But even as they made the best of where they were, they knew they were still shipwrecked. The skies near Celesteville had been filled with planes and birds looking for Babar and his family. The searchers were starting to despair and decided to go farther from the city. One day, Babar spotted a helicopter in the distance, and the pilot saw him too. They were rescued. They all danced for joy at the thought of going home. "Hurry, dragon," said Babar. "Get your things together."
"Why?"
asked the dragon. "Don't you want to come home with us?" Babar asked in reply.
"And leave my waterfall, my coconuts, and my old friends? This is my home,"
said the dragon.
"This is paradise."
"Of course," said Babar. "Forgive me." So sadly, they left their new friend behind. But rather soon the dragon began to miss the elephants. A heron suggested that he visit them in Celesteville. "I will fly there and have them send a helicopter for you," he said. So the dragon went to Celesteville, where all the elephants paraded to welcome him. Babar and Celeste gave him an apartment, a motorcycle, and a season's pass to baseball games. It was the first of many visits. In return, Babar's family went camping once a year on Paradise Island. It worked out well for everyone.
That was Babar on Paradise Island by Laurent de Brunhoff. Did you know that Babar originated as a bedtime story told by Laurent's mother, and that Babar first came to life through the art of Laurent's father, Jean de Brunhoff, who produced 7 books about the character in French in the 1930s. Laurent has built on his father's work, creating many more adventures for Babar and his elephant family. Merci bien to my friend Charlie for narrating today, and to you for joining us. I hope you'll tune in next time for more Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.